Pope Francis, I kneel on the streets of Myanmar to beg for peace. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 17, 2021. Rome, Pope Francis launched an appeal for an end to the armed conflict in Myanmar Wednesday, saying he symbolically kneels on its streets to beg for a peaceful solution. Once again, and with great sorrow, I feel it is urgent to mention the dramatic situation in Myanmar, where many people, especially the young, are losing their lives to offer hope to their country, the pontiff said following his weekly general audience in the Vatican. I too kneel in the streets of Myanmar and say, end the violence. He exclaims. I too reach out my arms and say, may dialogue prevail. Following the February 1 military coup, the Pope reached out to the people of Myanmar, the former Burma, promising his prayers and urging the nation's leaders to put aside self-interest to seek the common good. Speaking after the Angelus prayer on February 7 in St. Peter's Square, the Pope said he is following with deep concern the developments in Myanmar, a nation that I carry in my heart with much affection, ever since my apostolic visit there in 2017. In this delicate moment, I wish to assure my spiritual closeness, prayer and solidarity to the people of Myanmar, he said. I pray that those who have political responsibility show sincere willingness to serve the common good, promoting social justice and national stability. He added, promoting social justice and national stability, for a harmonious coexistence. Again on March 3, Francis pleaded with authorities for an end to violence against protesters in the conflict-torn nation. Sad news of bloody clashes and loss of life continue to arrive from Myanmar, he said following his general audience. I would like to draw the attention of the authorities involved to the fact that dialogue prevails over repression and harmony over discord. I also appeal to the international community to ensure that the aspirations of the people of Myanmar are not stifled by violence, he added. May the young people of that beloved land be granted the hope of a future where hatred and injustice make way for encounter and reconciliation. Finally, I repeat the wish I expressed a month ago, that the path towards democracy taken in recent years by Myanmar may be resumed through the concrete gesture of the release of the various political leaders imprisoned, he concluded. Follow @ Williams Rome.